The Shulchan Aruch writes, Simin Tov Chuf Ches, the Olam Korin Parshas Bamidbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres. We always read Bamidbar before Shavuos. This year in Chutz Laretz, we're careful not to make up the extra parsha so that it's only Bamidbar read before Shavuot, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael where we read Naso also before Shavuot. The logic for this, the basis for this, is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, where Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that Ezra was metakin for the Jewish people to read the klalos in Sefer Vayikra before Atzeret, but we want to make sure there's a parsha of buffer in between that's not klalos, explains Tosfos there. So Bamidbar is the parsha of buffer meant to ensure that the klalot of Bichukote are not juxtaposed right up with Shavuot. And obviously the question is, what about Bamidbar, besides just the fact that it's a parsha, what about Bamidbar serves as this buffer? What about Bamidbar is meant to prepare us for Shavuot in a way that it is the parsha always read before Shavuot, and in Chutz Laretz we go out of our way to make sure that even this year it's read before Shavuot. In Israel we have no choice, but in Chutz Laretz we continue this way. There are many answers to this question, but one of them could be the name of the parsha in the Sefer itself. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Why is it important to mention that the speech of Hashem to Moshe was in Midbar Sinai? The Gemara in Nedarim and in Erevin darshins another place in Sefer Bamidbar where it mentions the Torah being given in the Midbar, and that is the Shira in Bamidbar Perek Chaf Aleph. Umi Midbar Matana Umi Matana Nachliel Umi Nachliel Bamot. It's in the Midbar. From the status of the Midbar, we receive the Matan of the Torah that raises us up to Nachaliel and Bamot. The Gemara Nedarim explains that only once a person makes himself like a Midbar, truly open, truly interested in developing, can a person then be Ola L'Gdula through learning Torah. The Gemara in Erevin has a little bit of a different way of formulating this, where it talks about that a person is an Anav, K'midbar shahakol doshin bo, that he lets people step on him. He's not busy with his own honor, his own respect. I think the broader theme of this is that a person sees themselves as needing to be built, needing to be developed, and not already a finished product. A person who is already set in his ways, already sees himself as who he needs to be, Torah cannot impact, and therefore there's no reason for the Torah to be given to him. But a person who identifies with the concept of Midbar, sees himself as needing to grow, as humble, as needing to rise, as needing to develop, the giving of the Torah is very appropriate in helping us accomplish that. Let's internalize these ideas of Midbar so that we can prepare for Shavuot properly.